بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كنا قعودا حول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومعنا أبو بكر وعمر رضي الله عنهما في نفر، فقام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من بين أظهرنا فأبطأ علينا وخشينا أن يقتطع دوننا وفزعنا فقمنا فكنت أول من فزع. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه says, we were sitting around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and amongst us was Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala and Umar radiallahu ta'ala in a group of Sahaba. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then stood up amidst us, and then he went somewhere and he delayed coming back to us. So we were fearful that perhaps Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was attacked in our absence. So we became alarmed, we became worried, perturbed. So we stood up. And I was the first person to become worried and alarmed. Says Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, I was the first person to become terrified and alarmed. فَخَرَجْتُ أَبْتَغِي رَسُولَ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I came out in search of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. حتى أتيت حائطا للأنصار لبني النجار. Until I came to a garden of one of the Ansar of Banu Najjar. Banu Najjar was a tribe there and they belonged from the Ansar. So I came to this garden. فدرت به هل أجد له بابا. I went around this garden looking for a door to enter. فلم أجد. I couldn't find any gate or any door to enter this garden. فَإِذَا رَبِيعٌ يَدْخُلُ فِي جَوْفِ حَائِطٍ مِّن بِئْرٍ خَارِجَةٍ وَالرَّبِيعُ الْجَدُّ الصَّغِيرُ فَاحْتَفَرْتُ. He said, then I suddenly saw a stream or a brook entering into the middle of this garden, and the stream was coming from a well outside the garden. So I squeezed myself. فَدَخَلْتُ عَلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. He says, I squeezed myself where I saw this brook was entering into this garden. So there was this little space that I found, and I squeezed myself and I went through and I entered upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Faqal Abu Huraira. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at me and said, is it you Abu Huraira? Faqultu na'am ya Rasulullah. I said, yes, it is me. Qala ma sha'anuk. He said, what's the matter? Why have you come here? Qultu kunta bayna azhurina faqumta faabta'ta alayna fakhashina an tuqtata adunana fafazi'na. فَكُنْتُ أَوَّلَ مَنْ فَزِعَ. He says that he tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are amongst us, you are amidst us, you stood up and you delayed coming back to us, so we fear that perhaps you may be attacked in our absence. So we became alarmed and I was the first person to become afraid. فَأَتِيتُ هَذَا الْحَائِطُ. So I came to this garden. فَاحْتَفَرْتُ كَمَا يَحْفِرُ الثَّعْلَبُ. He says, then I squeezed through this garden, this like how a fox would squeeze through. You find many times a cat or some type of animal that can't find any entrance, so they squeeze through the fence and they come through. So he says, I squeeze like that. وَهَؤُلَاءِ النَّاسِ وَرَأِي. And the rest of the Sahaba who were sitting there, they all are behind me, they all looking for you, Ya Rasulullah. فَقَالَ يَا أَبُو هُرَيْرَ وَأَعْطَارِنَ عَلَيْهِ فَقَالَ اِذْهَبْ بِنَ عَلَيَّ هَاتَيْنِ فَمَنْ لَقِيتَ مِنْ وَرَأِي هَذَا الْحَائِطِ يَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ مُسْتَيْقِنًا بِهَا قَلْبُهُ فَبَشِّرْهُ بِالْجَنَّةِ وَذَكَرَ الْحَدِيثِ بِطُولِهِ رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمْ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then tells me, O Abu Huraira, and he gives me, whilst he was telling me something important, he gives me his two sandals, his shoes. And then Rasulullah says, go with these two shoes of mine, these two sandals of mine. And whosoever you meet behind this garden who bears witness that there is no deity worthy of being worshipped besides Allah, saying this with conviction with his heart, then give him glad tidings of Jannah. And then the hadith continues. So what happens here is, Rasulullah gives the Sahaba the glad tidings of Jannah. We remember doing this chapter on giving people glad tidings. Here Rasulullah was sitting with the Sahaba. And then he went into this garden. Allah Ta'ala then inspired him. Allah Ta'ala sent wahi to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that whoever from your ummah brings iman and he believes that there is no deity worthy of being worshipped besides Allah. Allah is the only ilah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. Whoever has iman in this, mustaqirin, with yaqeen, with conviction, with certitude, then for him will be Jannah. What a great glad tidings this is for the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whoever has iman, he shall enter Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, out of this excitement and happiness and eagerness and joy and ecstasy, he tells Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, now go and tell, inform the Sahaba that whoever brings iman, he will enter Jannah. And as a proof that I have said this to you, you're not saying this from your own side, take these two shoes of mine, these sandals, the pair of sandals, to show to them that Rasulullah sallallahu sent me and I'm giving you these glad tidings. And the hadith says that the first person he happens to meet is Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who is also coming in search and looking for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Umar radiallahu asks him, where are you going? He says, you know what? Rasulullah mentioned this to me. Umar radiallahu ta'ala pushes him back. And Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala falls down. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala is stopping him from going towards the Sahaba to give them the glad tidings. So he runs back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umar radiallahu ta'ala following him. And Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala begins to cry because Umar radiallahu ta'ala pushed him back. And he says, Ya Rasul, look at Umar, what he's doing. So Rabi'a Kareem asks Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Umar, what's the matter? He says, Ya Rasulullah, he is going to give the people glad tidings of Jannah. Then yattakilu, then the people will become lazy. They will not do any actions, any good deeds, because they've been given glad tidings of Jannah. They will not be able to get higher and higher ranks in Jannah. So he explained this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi'a Kareem then tells Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, okay, then don't inform any person. Why? The people become lax. If somebody tells us, and we're writing examination, or in a college, university, or school, whatever it is, and the teacher tells you at the beginning of the year, don't worry, you pass the exams. The final exams you already passed. So which student and which pupil is really going to study? No person, because you've got glad tidings you're going to pass. So why are you going to take the burden of studying? Like this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to have amal salihah also in our lives. Yes, Rasulullah was informed by Allah. It is Allah's favor upon this ummah that we bring iman in Allah genuinely with certitude. And of course, the person who brings iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he has genuine belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that only Allah is worthy of being worshipped. There is no other ilah. Allah has got no partners. He doesn't associate any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He believes in Rasulullah as the final Nabi and Nabi Kareem was the servant of Allah, the messenger of Allah. Then automatically he will also do a'mal salih, especially his fara'id. A person doesn't have iman, then he will not do any good deeds. But nonetheless, here Rasulullah gives glad tidings to the ummah that whoever brings iman, he will enter Jannah. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand and appreciate the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us so that we become true and loyal servants to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.